President Bush is expected to name a new economic team today, as Treasury Secretary reportedly has chosen John Snow, chairman of the CSX Corporation, and for his chief economic advisor, he has picked Stephen Friedman from the Goldman Sachs investment firm. Democrats are seizing on the shakeup in the administration as a platform to criticize the president's economic policy. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What about these choices?
Well, it's interesting. After a weekend of lots of names being in speculation, John Snow does seem to be the pick as Treasury Secretary. And CSX is a big railroad line, a freight hauler, one of the nation's largest railroad companies. And he ran that company. He's also a lawyer and an economist. He was in the Ford administration so that people know him here in Washington. And he's been a chairman of the Business Roundtable, and that's that group of large businesses that comes to Washington to lobby and to give its voice on economic policy. And so, again, that means that he's had a lot of contact with members of Congress, is apparently a good schmoozer of members of Congress. This puts him in definite contrast to his predecessor, Paul O'Neill, who really did not know how to get along with the Congress very well. Snow's also was very critical about corporate responsibility and all of the business ethics that we've seen in recent months on Wall Street. So that also recommended him to the administration. Stephen Friedman, as you said, comes from Goldman Sachs, is close with the deputy chief of staff at the White House, Josh Bolton, who worked for Friedman at Goldman Sachs. And, of course, Goldman Sachs was also the home of Robert Rubin, President Clinton's Secretary of the Treasury, who left office with many congratulations still following him. So I think there's some attempt on the part of the Bush administration to repeat that.
Well, Friday's announcement of the ouster of O'Neill and economic advisor Lawrence Lindsay came as quite a surprise. Why did the White House take such a dramatic step?
Well, there's been a lot of criticism for months now that the economic team was nowhere near as good as the president's national security team of Powell and Rumsfeld and Rice. But I think Friday hit because there was 6% unemployment announcement that just got buried by these by the shakeup. It would have been the headline otherwise. And in fact, with the unemployment numbers, the market had started to drop on Friday morning, and then it turned around with the announcement that O'Neill was out, Paul O'Neill, the Secretary of the Treasury. I think that there's been a lot of criticism of these people, that Lindsay and O'Neill were not seen as spokesmen, concerned on George Bush's part that his father's economic problems could be repeated. And there's lots of uncertainty about the economy, what with the war possible, the global situation, the Wall Street corporate problems, terrorism, smallpox, lots of problems there.
Well, the president seems sure of the policies he wants to pursue. Is he going to be successful in getting more tax cuts through Congress?
Well, that's going to be very interesting, and I think that with this new team, that the argument is still going to be over what kinds of tax cuts, not whether to have tax cuts. They seem to be very much in favor of them, although both of these gentlemen are also people who are concerned about deficit numbers, so balancing that's going to be hard. But the Democrats have already jumped on this, saying the president does need to change personnel, he needs to change policy. And the Democrats have gotten some gumption over the weekend in the win in Louisiana of Mary Landrieu, the incumbent senator. Bush pushed hard for her challenger, Susie Terrell, and if Terrell had won, Bush would have gotten all the credit. The fact that Terrell lost means Bush has to take some of the blame, and that has put a little wind behind the Democrats' sails.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.